Blog Talk Radio.
Lean out of Baltimore, Maryland. Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. We're happy to be with you on tonight, the Lord, for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for another day, O Lord. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, O Lord, for giving us this day that we can praise thy name, that we can lift you up in the highest for all that you have done for us, O Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon us with a merciful eye, Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord, on every listener, Jesus. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Let them in a special way, Lord. Have thine own way. Let your will be done tonight, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Move by your spirit, O Lord. Now shine and anoint, O Lord. Touch us tonight, Lord. Let your spirit be veiled, Lord. Watch in your blood, Lord. Oh, my God, we want you to touch. Touch some soul, Lord. We ask that you look for a faltering. We want you to touch right now, Lord. We know you're able. You're able to deliver, Lord. Have your way. And let your will be done in his life. Yes, hi. We want you to touch your body, Lord. Oh, my God. She's battling the COVID virus. But we know that thou art a healer. And we know you're able to heal our bodies. You're able to fix it for us, Lord. Take to the uttermost, Lord. Look on the souls of men. Look on those, oh, Lord. That's designed to be blessed. Those who want to be saved. Those who want to be healed. Who need a way made. We know you can do it, Lord. We want you to move, Lord. Move forth, oh Lord. Have your way, Lord. Take full control of this broadcast. Have thine way. Let your spirit be there. Oh my God, so give thy name the praise. And the glory and honor shall be thine. Oh, my God, we lift our hands to you. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We believe you, Jesus, for the touching of a soul. We believe you for the saving of a soul. We believe you for the healing of a soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, when Jesus met us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Next time we're going to have our open scripture from Evangelist Cynthia. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. I will be reading from the 40th number of Psalms. That's the 40th number of Psalms. And I paid attention to the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my song. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall be in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud. Lord, such as turns right to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us more. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, my ears have thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required. Said I, no, I come. In the volume of a book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. No, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercy from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continue to save me. For innumerable evils have surpassed me about, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Speak deeds, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as know thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord seeketh in my deliverance. Look no tarrying, O my God. Thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the 40th number of Psalms. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Amin. Amen. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edwin. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6033. 319-527-6036. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSCCG. We also want to acknowledge the Evangelist Sheila Hamid, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. We co-host the Evangelist Media Edmund on Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/idle1school. And we still keep everyone in the frame of this up, namely Pastor Tony Evans, Evangelist Levy, and Samuel Anderson, and Mr. Bill Bradley. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And
great. And we thank the Lord for the announcements coming through Evangelist Khadija Hamin. And also, we want to say to you, after this broadcast, if you would like to receive a free Bible, you can text 856-30774. We are looking for number 2 and number 4 for tonight. So if you would like to get a free Bible, you don't have to pay for it. It's a nice King James Version Bible. Some of them, they have the soft leather back. It has the right the words of Jesus is in red. And also, these are beautiful Bibles. So if you would like to have one, you have to text in directly after this broadcast. Once again, that number is 8304-7774. And we're looking for number 2 and number 4. And also, we want to say our services here will be Sunday night at 7 p.m. And again, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be back here again. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the service over to Pastor Shil Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for you tuning in. I do honor the Lord. I give honor that he honors you. Praise God. I'm just happy to be on the broadcast, on the Gospel Truth broadcast once again. We're so glad that you tuned in. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that opening scripture that was read. Yes, scripture. Started off saying, I waited patiently for the Lord. Oh, he cried unto me and heard my cry. Hallelujah. That is so comforting and so encouraging to know that if we wait patiently, hallelujah, the Lord will surely hear your cry. And I thank you for just having mercy and all the different things that God continues to do and how he delivers us, how he's always there, always looking out for us, always busy, hallelujah, opening doors and making ways for us. Glory to him. And it's a blessing indeed. Glory to him. Hallelujah. We can't help it now. But God gets ready. He's born to me. Praise God. I just thank God for once again an opportunity to be on the broadcast. Amen. To do something for the Lord. And I can say the truth. God has been blessing us so greatly. Radio broadcast. Praise be to God. And I believe that someone out there is also blessed. Amen. Maybe you're excited enough that you want to tell someone. And in here, the psalmist began to say how he was not going to hold his peace or he wasn't going to keep it to himself. Amen. What the Lord has done, those glory to God. You just Lord, what's done for me, I can't keep it to myself. Lord, I have to tell somebody that's how good God is. Praise be to God. There's no need to be ashamed. Hallelujah. No need to draw back.
Amen.
He will bless us. He will be there for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just thank God. Unity. Amen. And at this time, I believe Dan is going to sing a song. Did I know that?
Yes.
I almost still want to sing it. Praise God. It is so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. have you in the dark?
Ooh. And I pray the Lord, at this time, we'll turn the broadcast back over to the hands of the gentleman. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that blessing. How great is our God. Amen. We thank the Lord. That was a beautiful blessing. Yes. And at this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for the word of God. Praise the Lord. And we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. Amen. Praise God. And pray with her. The Lord bless her. And that God will speak to our hearts. Amen. Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Let us go to a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we can live in the name of your Son. And we thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this opportunity to impart the word of God. We pray that you will have your way. Let your word be done. Let your word reach some souls. Let some souls be encouraged, uplifted, and strengthened through the word of God. Save the unsaved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Give strength to the weak and heal them that are sick. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to the word of God. We're going to ask you to get your Bible. And we want you to turn to Acts, the fourth chapter. We will be reading from the King James Bible. Let's start again reading with the first verse. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. We're going to skip down to verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name had ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deeds done to the appropriate man, by what means be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him will this man stand here before you whole. We'll skip down to the 23rd verse of Acts, the fourth chapter. Being let go, they went to their own country. Company, pardon me, and reported all 29th verse of the book of Acts. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders the name of thy only child, Jesus. And when they have faced the word of God with boldness, praise the Lord. My title tonight is Take It to the Lord. Your situation, take it to the Lord. And my theme is He will answer. I thought about Peter, how they take the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they began to go throughout the land. And people were being receptive of the word of God. They believed the word of God when they heard it. And I believe it was about 4,000 of them. 5,000, the Bible says. And God knows they began to hear the word of God. And they began to believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They had saw Peter had done when he prayed for the man that was lame.
sign, so they didn't let them out that night. They kept them overnight, and then they released them the next day. But the reason they held them was because they were teaching that Jesus, and people were being healed, people were being saved, people were receiving the word of Christ, do the will of God. When you project the word of God and you talk about Jesus, then the enemy begins to rise up. Hallelujah. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They want to get the glory, the peace, and the fantasies. They wanted the glory. But God is the only one that gets the glory. Hallelujah. You can take your service to the Lord, whatever trouble is bothering you, whatever thing has come up in your life. You can take it to Jesus and work it out. And while you are trying to figure it out, he has already worked it out. The Bible said, and they laid their hands on them and make them in whole until the next day. For it was now even time. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, what power or by what name had you done this? And being let go, they went to their own company and recorded all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Hallelujah. They went back to the disciples and began to tell them everything that happened. And they began to go to God in prayer. They took the situation to the Lord. And they stayed right there praying. And after they prayed, was shaped all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude that believed, they was all of one heart and of one soul. And neither did they try to say, well, this belongs to me, and I own this. But they had all things in common. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. And whatever burden we might have, whatever problem might be in our life, we can take it to the Lord. Take it to Jesus in prayer, and he will answer. He'll come to your rescue, and he'll work everything out all right from him, and he will answer. He said in his word, I will be with them in trouble. When trouble is all around, we can go to God in prayer. And he said, I will deliver him and honor him. Hallelujah. How many know that you got to take your problems, take them to the Lord in prayer? Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to take them to loved ones. We take them to our bosom friend. Hallelujah. We take them to our family members, but they can't help us. They can't get us out of the trouble. I heard Jesus, and he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Hallelujah. Cried unto the Lord when David was running for his life. The enemy was after him, risen up against him. He went to the Lord, and he prayed unto God, and the Lord heard his cry, and the Lord delivered him out of all of his troubles. Thank you, Jesus. God can deliver us. We've got to take it to him. We can't go to our third ones. Some of them, hallelujah, have their own problems. They're going through their own tent. Hallelujah, they're carrying their own burden. And they don't have time to carry our burden too. That's why we got to take it to the Lord. Let him work it out. Let him answer. He will reply. He will give you an answer. He will respond. Cry. But you got to cry unto the Lord. And he will work it out. The Bible tells us, in Jeremiah 29:12, then shall be for me, and ye shall go and pray unto
He went to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. He said the
seeing kindness here unto me. I had to plead my cause before the Lord, and I waited until the Lord came to my rescue, and he set deliverance, and I thank him for today. God is a prayer answering God whenever you need it. If you just call in to him in prayer, he will answer. I thought of Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was praying because he knew he was getting ready to be praying. He waited. The death was weak. Hallelujah. And he waited there in prayer. He prayed so hard till the sweat fell from his face and great drops of blood. Thank you, Jesus. And he prayed. He prayed. And God sent the angels to strengthen him. And they strengthened him. And he was able to go through his crucifixion. And that's what we have to do. Pray and wait on the Lord. Take it to him and pray. And then let him wait on him until he delivers. And he will deliver your rescue. He will make it all right in your life. I don't care what your situation is. God can deliver. He will give you a response. He will respond and give you an answer to your prayer. We thank God. Thank God for his word. We got to learn to take it to the Lord and stop taking it to our friends. Stop taking it to our family. Some of them not even saved. They don't know how to help you, not how to counsel you. They don't have God's spirit in them, so they can't really help you. You have to give it to them. Say with your spirit, go to them and let them help you. Glory to God. Let them counsel you. The Bible says, woe unto them that take counsel, but not of me. You got to get counsel of the Lord, and he will work it out. Glory to God. As we turn our hearts and minds to a prayer, someone out there who want to take it to the Lord, maybe you took it to the wrong person, and now you regret it, you can take it to Jesus. You can give it to him tonight. Whatever your burden is, whatever your problem is, whatever the situation is in your life, you can take it to the Lord tonight. If you need healing, if you need saving, if you need to get out of the trouble that you got in, someone out here that want to be saved, you want to be converted, you want to be changed, you want to be cleaned up tonight, just give it to Jesus. Take it to the Lord and just wait there on the Lord. I tell you, he will come and deliver. Let us bow our heads. If you're in your home, you can bow your head. If you're driving, you can pull over to the side of the road. Lord have mercy. That had a mind to want to listen and hear your word. Somebody want to take it to you, Lord. They want to be free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want you to bring them out, Lord. Up their trouble. Bring them out, Lord. Situation, fix it for Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to turn it over to you and let you work it out for them, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. You did it for us, and you can do it for them. We want you to move by your spirit, Lord. Take full control, Lord. Help for Jesus. Send the Lord help, Lord. He hear us. Send the answer. You know about it. You know, Lord, you are you, Jesus. We are depending on you. We are looking to you. The author and the finisher of our faith. You know how it works out. You have to pray to the upslope. You know, Lord, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Send your money. Send your spirit. Move, Lord. Right now, Lord. Come forward. Break up this soul
Evangelist Cynthia. Amen. Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
from the Lord. He says, if you're going to send tickets to the Lord, he will answer it. And one thing about it, when we take our abilities, our problems, to Jesus, he can do something about it. And he won't ignore, he won't refer to someone else that has ways that he's going to say about our problems, but they're going through something similar. They can't really help us because they're trying to help themselves. But God, he's not like that. And, you know, he won't sell your business either. He won't pay you everything he says. But he'll fix it. He'll fix it when you call. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. And I didn't hear, but I really enjoy that message coming from the Lord to you. And you keep on thinking about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, we thank God for that beautiful message on this evening.
Amen.
He will, so it's a prayer. Yes. Long by the way, it's called, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Amen. Whatever burden you're carrying, whatever situation is going on in your life, you can take it to Jesus. Amen. Those apostles, they prayed unto the face of Satan. Amen. God is a mighty God. He's a strong God, and he's a strong deliverer. He came so to the place to begin to shake. And he did come along with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The kind of God we serve.
Thank you, Lord.
God, he's a good God. Yes, yes. And God, I tell you, he said he will come and that right early. He will stand in the moment that you call. Oh, my Jesus. That's the thing that he can do. Amen. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you on this night to continue to preach the word. And I want to encourage you to listen. Amen. To take it in. Apply it into your heart. And live by it. Amen. And you'll see the results.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, we praise God. We thank God for the beautiful remarks. Amen. Amen. I can say the truth is the word of God is so uplifting and so encouraging. And it's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm stirred up.
My
last word. Praise the Lord. And we are so grateful. Thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in. And I know that God is sending out blessings. Somebody is blessed. Glory to God. Somebody is hearing from God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank God for what he is doing. Thank God for this beautiful ministry, the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And I know that God has set his approval upon it and
yes.
has given great and mighty things. And I want to encourage Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow him to have his way in your life and to use you in whatever way he wants to use you. Hallelujah. Yes, God is doing great things. He's moving in the times that we're living in and thinking this timely message. Praise to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we just preached on Sunday, we're dealing with some things that we never thought we would ever deal with. We're dealing with things, don't know what to do with or how to handle. We can take it to the Lord. And he will answer. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged by the word of God, and my soul is touched and uplifted. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. I mean, I thank the Lord for this broadcast and for every listener and for those who continue to faithfully tune in to this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that we love for you and we want you to be encouraged to continue to listen in on this broadcast. And as I stated earlier, if you'd like to have a Bible, a free Bible, King James Version Bible, with the soft back, leather back, with the writing in red, the words that Jesus spoke is written in red, and it's large print. So if you'd like to have a Bible, you got to text in, and I'll give you that number in just a moment. But you got to text in, and I'll be looking for number 2 and number 4. And I believe lastly, people who text in, and then number 1. And, well, anyway, we had a couple of people who text
you're going to give me the number. It's 856-304-7774. You can text your phone name, and then we will text you back or call you back and let you know that you are the next. Khadija, thank you so much for participating and being a blessing to this broadcast. May God ever bless you. And at this time, if there's nothing else, and we also have some tape CDs, DVDs, and you can purchase one of them, $10. Okay, at this time, that's all. We're going to bring this broadcast to a close and look forward to you being with us again.
Yeah, you mentioned there were some CDs.
I'm sorry. CDs. Yes, forgive me. CDs. Yes.
Are these CDs of the broadcast?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I just wanted to clarify on that.
Yes. Sorry, not DVDs. CDs. Thank the Lord. If that's all. God bless you when coming.